Papaya Country, a weekly look at the wildlife, wetlands, and prairies of the Western Great Plains and the people who manage them. Brought to you by Playa Lakes Joint Venture, an organization dedicated to conserving birds and bird habitat. A National Academy of Sciences report published in June 2012 paints a stark picture for the future of parts of the High Plains. The report, written by Dr. Bridget Scanlon, Program Director of the Sustainable Water Resources Program at the University of Texas, Austin, says if current trends continue, 35% of the southern High Plains will be unable to support irrigation within the next 30 years. It's clear people need to change their attitudes about using groundwater from the Ogallala Aquifer, and there are some bright spots. Science now understands that Playa Lakes are a significant source of water that recharges aquifers. The USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service is spending money with ag producers and landowners to fund water conservation projects. State agencies like the Texas Water Development Board are helping producers conserve water. And at least one state, Kansas, has changed water rights in order to change behaviors. Kansas Governor Sam Brownback sums up the issue with the use-it-or-lose-it rules western Kansas irrigators had operated under, and which were overturned by the 2012 legislature.
We just got to get away from this development policy because we don't need to develop anymore. We've got it developed. We need to conserve.
Brownback successfully enacted changes to water laws following input from a Western Kansas water summit in 2011.
So now a group of local producers and water users can bind themselves together to reduce water demand and bind each other to it in such a way to extend the aquifer in their area, because the water in the aquifer can move back and forth and does. And I think this is a key thing for us to be able to have local producers come together and say, we're all going to use less water annually as a way to extend our aquifer in our area.
Getting groundwater users to form groups to own into water management is a key behavior these new Kansas laws hope to encourage. In Texas, the Water Development Board understands the importance of Playa Lakes in recharging the aquifer, according to geoscientist Andrew Weinberg.
The Water Development Board's project really is looking at whether there's ways that landowners can help manage their land to increase that amount of recharge and prolong the useful life of the aquifer.
In Nebraska, NRCS state conservationist Craig Derrickson talks about the scope of the federal government's Ogallala Conservation Initiative.
The Ogallala Initiative is a regional effort that goes across all eight states from South Dakota all the way down to Texas and New Mexico.
Derrickson says the government's initiative, cost sharing on water conservation projects using the agency's EQIP funds, hopes to address conservation and water quality.
The water decline in the aquifer is extreme, especially down south in Texas, New Mexico, and there are scattered issues related to water quality contamination from nutrients and pesticides also.
This month, our topic is the Ogallala Aquifer, its conservation, and how Playa Lakes contribute by recharging the aquifer. You've been listening to Playa Country, a weekly show about the wildlife, people, and landscapes of the Western Great Plains. This program is made possible by the Playa Lakes and Rainwater Basin Joint Ventures. Learn more about today's topic and listen to archived episodes on the website playacountry.org. That's Playa, P-L-A-Y-A, playacountry.org.